Open Windows, January the 25th. Resurrection Ground. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honour at God's right hand. Colossians 3, verse 1. You never have to say to one whose heart is wholly set upon God, "You must give up this and give up that." Leave such a one with the Lord, and you will find those things go. It is a very blessed thing to see a heart set upon the Lord. You need have no worries in that direction. All the anxieties lie in the realm where the heart is not wholly for the Lord. The Apostle's two letters to the Thessalonians are full of joy. He thanked the Lord on every remembrance of them. He could not speak too highly of them or in terms too glowing, simply because they turned from the world unto God, to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven. And he had no anxiety about them. When you turn to the Corinthians, there's a good deal of trouble. It is the wilderness situation again, a divided heart. A resurrection basis gives God a chance that is right out to the Lord from the world. All that that means is that we have to learn. We shall come to things we never expected if we are going on with the Lord, things on which we were so clearly settled as being of God, and never for one moment expected to have a question about, become challenged. Not that they were not of God, but that they were only of God up to a point, and now there is something more beyond them. And unless we go on to the something more, the good becomes the enemy of the best. And so, because of comparative values, we have to leave what is good for the better, and then later, the better for the best. Or it can only come about when we really are going on with the Lord. But that requires, first of all, that we have made a clean cut and have said, "I am out on resurrection ground. I am out with the Lord utterly."